It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
My next guest has been referred to as the Indiana Jones of cooking. And judging from her latest book, Gluten-Free Around the World, I can see why. She joins me today to share the health benefits of following a gluten-free diet and her journeys across the globe that brought her to this realization. Welcome to the show, Aviva Kainoff.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. So what happened? What made you do a book on gluten-free around the world? And what I mean by that is, gosh, you have some amazing recipes from different, very exotic places. How did you put this together?
Well, actually, my first cookbook was the No Potato Passover. And by default, a lot of the recipes were gluten-free. And the publisher, you know, called and said, oh, you have such a wonderful cookbook. Would you be interested in turning it into a gluten-free cookbook? After Passover, you know, because so many of the recipes are gluten-free. And I said, that's such a wonderful idea. And, you know, I did the market research for the gluten-free cookbooks on the market, and I noticed that a lot of them all had recipes, had titles like Living with Your Disease and all kinds of other really non-appetizing titles. And, you know, they didn't really have a lot of pictures. And I know this was back in 2012. And I said, you know what? I want to make something really beautiful and unique for those people who are following a gluten-free diet. Like, why should they have to settle for these, you know, non-beautiful creative cookbooks? So I decided to go to countries. I love traveling. That's one of my passions. And I decided to go to the countries that have mainly intrinsically gluten-free diets and really study there.
Yes. So I'd like to know which countries did you find that were intrinsically, because I'm Korean, Aviva, and being Korean, nowadays, of course, because of modern times, having even McDonald's right in Seoul and in various cities in Korea, but majority of our food was really rice-based. And yeah. Lots of vegetables and a little bit of meat and fish. So what countries did you travel to that were gluten-free?
Actually, you know what? So I spent 3 months in Southeast Asia. And, you know, in that part of the region, as I'm sure you know, they don't even grow wheat in that part of the continent. So everything they eat is really rice-based. And rice, as we know, is gluten-free. So even when you're eating pasta, you know, even when you're eating spring rolls or all these other foods that you would assume has gluten in it, it is intrinsically gluten-free. So as opposed to France, I'm not trying to make a baguette gluten-free. You know, I'm not a big proponent of that. But yeah. Going to countries that are eating gluten-free anyways, you don't have to do a lot of substitution.
Right. So Southeast Asia, you're talking about Thailand, Vietnam. Where else?
Yeah, I was in Thailand, Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, Singapore, and Bali. I was in Seoul, actually, for 2 days.
No kidding. Yay.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, those are the areas that everyone, we can go to these restaurants. There's a lot of these restaurants available now. Thai restaurants, you know, Vietnamese restaurants, Korean restaurant. When you go to Korean restaurants, there's pretty much majority of it is gluten-free. So where else did you go? Where else did you travel?
So I spent a month in India, and there too, like, most of their diet is non-gluten-free. I tell people, mostly the only bread that they eat and the only wheat that they eat is really used for utensils and not really found in the dishes themselves, like in the curries.
Explain as utensils. What do you mean by that?
So, you know, in the U.S., we're accustomed to eating with forks and knives and spoons. You know, when we're eating, if you were served a curry dish, you likely be served with a spoon if you go to a restaurant or in your home. But in India, that is not the custom. They use the naan or chapati rolls or their bread to kind of scoop up their curry.
Mm. Got it. So that I totally understand. So basically, these countries eat with their fingers. Oh, and Moroccans the same way. But you know, in Indian restaurants, there's this pancake type of crispy, like a tortilla that's been popped. Mm-hmm. And that is actually made of mung bean, everyone. So that's gluten-free.
Oh, cool.
At least, you know, do you know which one I'm talking about?
You know what? I don't remember seeing that there. I remember I was also in northern India and the west. It could be it's a southern Indian dish.
Right. In the Indian restaurant that I always frequent in Los Angeles, they always have naan bread, and then they always give these little tortilla, like crispy, but it's made out of mung bean. So that's something
cool.
That you can have. Yep, that's gluten-free. And where else have you gone? Because I'll tell you the photos. Did you take the photos? Because they're incredible.
Yeah, I did.
I love the photos of your book. So colorful, but real. They're really, I feel like it's something that I can see, find right on my plate if I were to go to these countries, of course, and even the restaurants if we were to go to here in America. So regarding what other countries did you go to?
Well, I spent a lot of time in Europe. You know, I love Europe and all over Western Europe, pretty much. And I was in Israel, and I was in Ecuador. And Ecuador, too, is most of their diet is rice with some plantains and beans and meat or chicken. So vegetarian, you know, for people that are vegetarians, I would find that's more challenging in Ecuador than necessarily being gluten-free.
Got it.
Because so much of their diet consists, you know, their breakfast is with meat. Lunch, dinner,
sure.
Is basically always just rice, beans, and meat. But as a gluten-free person, you're totally in the clear.
Yeah. Nowadays, there's so much gluten-free products out there. But what you've also provided in your book is that you actually talk about which gluten-free products to buy. Like tamari. Tamari soy sauce, right? What we use, that's the
only
kind
that
I use in my...
Yeah, you know what? Like you said, there are so many products in the market, and it could be overwhelming for people, you know, like for people, especially if they're new to gluten-free, you know, they've been recently diagnosed, and they're kind of overwhelmed by how many products are out there. I felt it was nice to give them some of my favorites, so when they go to the store, they're, you know, it's a little bit of a user's guide.
Yeah, great. When you were traveling, was there one specific place that really, really surprised you in the way they ate their food that was so different than the way we have our food cooked and everything?
Well, not even the cooking, because I feel like, you know, I love to try new cuisines and new recipes, obviously, you know, so I was kind of familiar with the food that I was going to be presented with. But when it came to the market, I remember being in Thailand and in that part of the world, like the market there, I don't think I recognized 8 out of the 10 fruits available.
8 out of the 10 fruits. What were they called?
They have so many different kinds of things that look like lychee nuts, and you know the lychee fruit, and they had all kinds of dragon fruit, and I couldn't even pronounce the names. Like that to me was the most intriguing part of the trip.
Oh, did you get to eat them?
Yeah. So
were they tasty?
Some of them. I mean, I felt like some of the dragon fruit was a little bland for me. You know, the white fruit, the white flesh with the black seeds.
Mm-hmm.
They look beautiful on the outside. They have these beautiful magenta colors and purples and pinks, and so beautiful to look at. You know, and they had so many fresh juices there, and everything was, you know, that's another thing about traveling is everything's mostly organic and natural. Like, people grow this stuff in their backyard, you know?
I love that. Love that.
Yeah,
well,
so you're
thank
going
you
to Ecuador
so
and they're eating. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Aviva. I really love all your information. What's great is that the book is filled with recipes, gluten-free recipes from all around the world. Thank you. The show page, go to my show page, Wellness for Life on Radio MD, and you'll be able to find information about the book. All right, until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well.